Indie Rock Central, spinning the best independent music from the Bay and beyond. Welcome back. It's Insomnia Radio San Francisco with your host, Scott Tanetti.
Welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco number 33. Today I'm going to showcase Asian Man Records, a local label. And to start it off, this is The Queers with Noodle Brain.
Daylight burns. sunrise was enough to kill you. I said, maybe you're a vampire, but it's quite possible I feel truly dead inside.
Alkaline Trio with Trouble Breathing. It came off their 1998 album called, and this is not work safe, God Damn It. And it was their first full length, and they released it on Asian Man Records. You can check them out at alkalinetrio.com. Of course, I will post all of the links to the band sites on the show notes. And to lead off the episode was The Queers with Noodle Brain. And as far as I can tell, The Queers are still on Asian Man Records. Alkaline Trio is now on Vagrant. And I'll talk a little bit more about the migrating from label to label in a second. But welcome to this episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. Today I am spotlighting Asian Man Records, which is run out of a home, a garage in the South Bay, I believe, by a man called Mike Park. And he has been doing... he's been releasing records since 1991, so we're going on 16 years here for him. And he formally founded Asian Man Records in 1996, so well over a decade of putting out just music that he believes in that is just kick-ass. And I'm glad to feature his label on this program. So welcome again to the Asian Man Records episode. And coming up, speaking of Mike Park, and I'll, of course, talk about the label a little bit more as the episode goes on, but he has his own music. He is also a musician and has released some music naturally on Asian Man Records. And here is his track, Keeping This Seat Warm.
Crush an enemy from standing, and I'm just a citizen from Maine. Did they stop the hunters from hunting, and I'm just aloof all the same. I'd rather be riding on trains, cause this is the problem I face. I'm living far from all the tragedy. Can't hear the bomb through all the merry things. Drama's that dumb over me. I'm keeping this seat warm. And we watch the desert keeps talking, and I'm drinking for the machine. Let's hurry up, the anchor is walking. Let's head to the market and raise. I'd rather be riding in trains, cause this is the problem I face. Living far from all the tragedy. Can't hear the bombs through all the merry beat. Drama that comes over me. I'm keeping this seat warm in case we all get bored from the simple life in store. Forget the men at war. I'm keeping this seat warm.
Dialectics Break Bricks from the band Shinobu. I featured that song many episodes ago, so if you've been listening for a while, you may recognize it. And that track was out on Asian Man Records long ago. They now are, I just clicked on their website, which is niceshinobu.com, and it takes you to a new site called Fat and Funky. Now, both the words fat and funky, as you may imagine, start with a PH. And that's their, I guess, their new label. I kind of clicked around there really quickly. You know, you can go investigate it more if you want, but I believe they have migrated on to Fat and Funky, or maybe it's a distribution or a new label. I don't know. But Shinobu is from San Jose, California. Really dig them, and they're a lot of fun to listen to. And the track before that was from Mike Park, who is the founder, as I mentioned, of Asian Man Records. And the song was called Keeping This Seat Warm. You can check out more about him at mikeparkmusic.com. Now, Mike founded Asian Man, as I mentioned, many years ago. And he also keeps himself busy in a lot of other arenas, not just music and making music and touring and releasing albums from other bands and running a label. It's a very small label. According to the website, they have they just got a second computer, but they have one phone line with no call waiting. So, you know, it's hard to imagine in the year 2007, but hey, it can happen. And he basically still runs it out of his parents' garage. So kudos to Mike. I really love the do-it-yourself, the DIY ethic that he has going on. Go to AsianManRecords.com, and there are a slew of links to bands, to information on the label, to Mike Park's philosophy. He also does a lot of charity work and runs a foundation that promotes... I didn't read up closely about it just before I got on the mic. I apologize, Mike. But, you know, he promotes... non-racial prejudice agendas. He promotes world peace agendas and so forth. So really just a quality guy. And at some point, I really hope to meet him and to talk to him more about music. All right, so I've been rambling. Let me play some more from the Asian Man Records stable. This next track, Duval, or from the band Duval, excuse me, is called Standing at the Door. And I've been listening. I had this playlist for a few weeks now, and knowing that I was going to, you know, showcase Asian Man Records. And every time I heard this, well, the first time I heard this song, I loved it immediately. And every time subsequent to that, there was something nagging at me. Obviously, the song grew on me, and I loved it even more, and I love it every time that I hear it. But the thing that nagged at me was, who is this guy's voice? Who does he remind me of? And then I was just 2 days ago walking to work, listening to this playlist on my headset, and it occurred to me, the guy sounds like the lead singer of the Smoking Popes. So as soon as I got into work, I did a Google search, I started researching, and sure enough, this is ex-Smoking Popes. In fact, two of the three members of this band were in the Smoking Popes that broke up in the late 90s, but I've been talking too much. I'll let you decide for yourself. Here's Duval with Standing at the Door.
What did you say? I can't hear anything with these headphones on. I like to play my music just as loud as it goes. It empties my mind and helps me with my time. It distracts me from the sound in my heart. The door. What did you say? I just can't concentrate with the TV on. I like to sit real close to the screen, if you know what I mean. Those people on there, they seem like good friends to me. Sound in my heart. Can you make that sound go away? It keeps knock, knock, knocking all day. I think there's somebody there standing at the door. Can you make that sound go away? It keeps knock, knock, knocking all day.
at the door.
You're listening to the best music from the Bay and beyond.
Insomnia Radio, San Francisco.
With Scott Tinetti. Scott Tinetti.
You've been hiding. Don't be sad, but that's fine.
It's fine.
Cause now you're mine. And may I say, I'm sure glad you've been hiding. Though it's quite absurd, I know you'd hope to have it heard. But like everyone, I know of every guy you've done. I'm aware that I'm not likely to care. You've been hiding. Don't be sad, well
that's fine.
Cause now you're mine. May I say, I'm sure glad you've been hiding.
The songs that you've heard so far in this episode have not convinced you that Asian Man Recordings has got it going on, then I don't know what to tell you. That was the Plus Ones with You've Been Had. You can check out them at myspace.com/theplusones. They are from San Francisco, and they had a site, theplusones.com. I clicked on it, and it was no longer valid. So check out their MySpace for more information. And prior to that was Duval with Standing at the Door. As I mentioned, Duval is the Smoking Pope's members, and actually was pretty proud of myself that I even recognized the singer after many, many years. I don't think I've listened to them for 8 or 9 years. I think they broke up in 99. The lead guy, Josh, he, back in the late 90s, it says on the website he converted to Christianity, so I don't know if he was a member of another religion or maybe no religion at all. Maybe he's born again. And just quit rock music altogether. And then a few years later started Duval. And this album, where the song comes from, I apologize, I don't have the site up in front of me. Damn it, I need to be more prepared. Otherwise people are going to desert me. Like, yeah. Anyways, but the entire album is what he calls gospel, and it's not gospel, obviously, listening to that track, that many people would think of in terms of gospel music, but to him, it's a faith-based album, and, you know, I'm not, I'm not kind of a, you know, a faith-based kind of guy. But, you know, the fact that he made such great music and it's not like hitting you on the head with a sledgehammer like, you know, I'm God's soldier, you know, I love Jesus, yes I do, I love Jesus, how about you kind of thing. So anyways, really, really good stuff. Duval.com, go check them out. And before I put my foot in my mouth any longer, I am going to play two more songs from the Asian Man Records catalog. And once again, go to AsianManRecords.com. They've got just a ton of bands. Many of them have jumped to other labels, as I mentioned, like Alkaline Trio went to Vagrant, and Shinobu went to Fat and Funky. But if you read a little bit about the label and Mike Park's philosophy in running the label, you'll see that he is thrilled when some bands that he can help get a start in the music business jump to maybe bigger things, not necessarily better, but maybe labels that are able to promote them with a little bit more money and so forth, that don't have two full-time employees that are able to market these bands to wider audiences. But I do urge you to check out AsianManRecords.com. Send Mike an email. I'll put a link to his website as well as his MySpace page up on the show notes, so that you can, if you like what you hear here, just let him know and tell him I sent you. All right, two more bands. One is from a band called Bagheera and their track Long Division. I really like this one. And then to close it out, you've heard them before here on Insomnia Radio San Francisco. You've heard them on Insomnia Radio Proper and the Insomnia Radio Daily Dose, one of Asian Man's newest signings. It's San Francisco's own, the Hot Toddies. So check me out at sf.insomniaradio.net. I'll have links to everything that you've heard about in this show. And I really hope you've enjoyed it. You can send me some feedback at scott@insomniaradio.net. I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you as much as is possible. So until next week for Insomnia Radio 30, San Francisco 34, this has been Scott, and I hope you have a great and fantastic week. I'll talk to you later. We'll be right back.
been listening to IR San Francisco with Scott Tinetti, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to learn more about the bands you heard on this episode, visit sf.insomniaradio.net, or to subscribe, feeds.feedburner.com/IRSF, or look for us in iTunes.